Hey everybody, I have a shorty for you today. Go grab your earbuds and I will see you in a minute. Let's talk about ideas to create conversation on social media. Welcome to another shorty of the Market Your Biz Better podcast. If you have ever sat at your computer and stared, or maybe held your smartphone and wondered, I know I need to post something to remind my audience that I'm even here, but I have no idea what to say. Now, most of my audience come to me because they hear that I am full of ideas to help them market their business better. And this shorty, I am actually going to share with you 8 ideas to help you create conversation online. So I want you to think about things that are going on in your business that you might take for granted, that are like the back of your hand, that you just assume everybody knows. I'm here to tell you that is not the case. Does your audience know about an upcoming session of classes you're teaching? Do they know about an award that your business has just won? Or maybe they don't even know that you have a sense of humor and it's time to share that with them. So sometimes a light bulb goes off and you think, how can I build relationships, an even deeper relationship with my online audience, past, present, and future customers, if I have no idea what to say? The good news is I'm here and I'm here to help you and I'm going to make it really easy. So I'm going to go ahead and share with you 8 ideas for social media posts. Right, that easy. And you can choose when and where you want to post them. You can save this podcast and replay it any time of day, week, month, or year, because I'm going to give you ones that you can use over and over again. And when they work and they create conversation, you can do them again. All right, so you can even choose when and where you post them. So what platforms, whether you use them on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, Pinterest, you get to decide. And don't forget about LinkedIn. So I want you to try all of them or just pick ones that you think will be best for your audience, because guess what? No one knows your audience better than you. And if you have done the work to identify who your dream client is, then you know what they need to hear. And I want to also tell you, since you're listening, because I know you want ideas, that it's often okay to go outside of your comfort zone. It's often okay to show a little bit more than your business in your business marketing. People buy from people. I've said that before, and if you haven't heard it yet, then now is the time to listen. People buy from people, okay? They don't buy from a logo. They don't buy from an expensive website. They buy from the person who's behind the logo and the person who is behind the website, okay? Now, some things to think about. Your post can be as simple as a text-only post. Oftentimes, that's easiest for your audience to consume, just a quick little line stating something. While some posts could and should include a photo or a graphic, okay? And that might get you some traffic on certain platforms. But remember your audience and remember how they like to consume content from you. So really keep that in mind when you are creating content for your audience. Okay, so let's get started. One idea, and I'm just going to zip through these so that you guys make sure that you're getting a pen. Go ahead and get a pen, and I want you to write down 8 great ideas for social media posts by Deb LaFlamme. All right, are you ready? 1, thank someone who has inspired you. That's right. Dig deep. Think back to elementary school, high school, college, someone who mentored you in a business, someone who you aspire to be like. Thank them. It's really that easy. Okay? Wish your fans, this is number 2, wish your fans a happy first day of whatever month it is. Or wish them a happy Monday or a happy Friday or a happy weekend. Because guess what? We all share those days. So just wish your fans a happy day. That's number 2. Number 3, Share a favorite quote. You all have them. I know you've written them down, or you saved them, or you've copied them off of Pinterest, or you have them hanging over your desk. Share it and tell us why you love it. Okay? There you go, number three. Number four, did you enjoy your breakfast or your lunch? Well, tell us about it. Tell us what you had. Tell us what you made. Tell us what it's like to be you when it's time to eat. Honestly, you'd be surprised. It's all about the common thread. And people will say, oh, I love that. Can I have that recipe? Or I'm gluten-free. I can't eat that. Or, oh my goodness, I remember when my grandmother used to make me those. Or it might bring back a childhood memory of them walking into a bakery and their grandmother bought them that cookie. You just never know the connections you can make when you step outside your business. That was number four. Number five, always one of my favorites. Share a testimonial from a client or a customer. Nothing helps to market and sell your business more than your client's voice. Let them tell you what it is. Let them share with you and let them share with your audience what it is they loved about working with you. Okay? That's number five. Number six, find a valuable article and share it with your audience. Be a resource. It's really that easy. Somebody else wrote something that moved you, inspired you, excited you. It will excite and inspire and move your audience as well. So make sure that sharing valuable articles that you see and read and learn from is a big part of your strategy. Be a resource. Number seven, tell your fans about your favorite song or music group. Again, this goes back to the common thread. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid to share a little bit about you, a little bit about the behind the scenes, a little bit about what makes you special and different. It's really important to peel back the curtain and let people know a little something special about the person behind the business. Okay, and number eight, because again, I'm giving you eight great ideas to create conversation online. Ready for this one? Are you sitting down? Share a picture of yourself. Imagine, I want you to do that. I want you to show us who you are. And that doesn't mean you have to take a selfie. It doesn't have to be perfect. Show us you and your partner. Show us you and your child. Show us you on a vacation. Dig into the archives. You have thousands of pictures on your phones. Share a picture of yourself. And tell a story, because watch what happens when you show your audience, your fans, your followers, your past, present, and future customers a little more about you. They are gonna go wild. All right, so there are eight great ideas to create conversation online. I loved sharing them with you. This is where I shine and get to share my gifts. So I want you to go and try those. Try one, two, three, four. Try all eight. And then let me know what works. And let me know how you feel and how easy it was. And remember, use the hashtag LoveMyBiz so I can follow. All right? Hashtag LoveYourBiz and I will follow. I'll put that in the show notes. I want to make sure that you guys are doing the work, showing up, sharing your gifts, and shining your lights bright. Until next time, you guys, thanks for listening to the Market Your Biz Better podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Market Your Biz Better podcast. We know there are tons of podcasts you can listen to, and I'm pretty excited you chose my mom's. If she mentions websites or links in the episode, you can find them over in the show notes. My mom always says sharing is caring, and she'd love you to share the podcast or tell a biz friend about it.